flight track.
Welcome to Infandelity with B and C. One day, a former jock, that's B, married a self-proclaimed nerd, that's C, and slowly she introduced him to the path of nerdom enlightenment. Here we will discuss pop culture media and fandoms that we share and some that we don't. It's all fun and games until your spouse finishes a show without you. Welcome back to Infandelity. Super excited for today's episode.
Period. I'm really excited. I'm super geek for this one.
So, let's go ahead and get started with movie and TV news. I'm just going to start out by saying that it was officially announced, I believe yesterday or Friday, by Kenny Ortega that Gossip Girl. I was just watching Gossip Girl. That Julie and the Phantoms is not renewed for a season two. So everyone, all of the Phantoms are pissed.
I'm hissing.
What's that for?
That's like a diss. That's like a bad thing. When somebody hisses at you.
Oh.
I'm hissing at Netflix.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense. Like, no one gave an explanation. Kenny was just like, we just found out that we weren't picked up for a season two. We had a good time. Thank you, Netflix. Thank you, cast, crew, blah, blah, blah. I've been seeing a few tweets. Like, the actors are really upset. They were at some conference, some musical conference in Paris this weekend. And I think it's, like, the first time that they've all been together for a while. And that was, like, really sad that they had to go out like that. But... yeah, I don't know. People are like, oh, maybe they can get picked up by Disney Plus, but I'm pretty sure that Netflix has some type of, you know, Netflix is not going to let another show go to another network. It's different for, like, you know, network TV. Yeah, like ABC, NBC, because nobody really, you know,
yeah.
But they're not going to, like,
is an actual streaming
platform. Right, exactly. The streaming platforms are very competitive, yeah. So I know they probably got something like that's their IP and they're not letting that go. So I guess that's it for us. I am grateful for the experience. I'm gonna be honest, like, I mean, Brent knows how I feel about it. Yeah. Pretty much everybody knows how I feel about it. I've, you know, waxed poetic about it on this podcast a plenty of times, but it's literally my comfort show. Like, I only get good feelings when I watch that show. It makes me super happy, and, you know, cures my depression, literally. Yeah. And so I'm sad that it ended on a cliffhanger, but I still listen to the soundtrack to this day
religiously.
And I will you know, when I need a comfort show, I will be tuning back in, and I will keep telling everybody to watch it. I mean, I've pretty much everybody that I've told to watch it has watched it except for B, but that's okay.
I watched, like, the first two episodes, I believe. And that's the thing. It's good. I just don't think I ever, like, went back to it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. So,
I do like the songs that you be playing.
Yeah. And I've only, literally, like, I don't know any children. So, it's only me telling other adults to watch it. And they're all enjoying it. So... mm-hmm. Netflix, you lost a good one, but we gonna push through.
Yeah.
You know, we gonna stand. We gonna stand tall.
Right.
I'm so distraught. I was commenting on. I was on, like, all of the cast members' TikToks and Instagrams, trying to see what they had going on, like how I can support them in the future. I'm devastated, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know. At least currently, until, you know, I want to say it lives forever, but it currently lives forever. The season we did have, the 4.5 hours we did have, because every episode was like 30 minutes. It's only 9 episodes.
Right.
So the 4.5 hours we did have with them was grand. So that's my little mini rant.
Yeah.
Rant.
I feel sorry for you and all the. Phantoms.
With an F. Huh? Like, fans.
Oh, okay, that's clever.
I know. I even got, my best friend got me, like, a little Julie and the Phantoms makeup pouch. Literally one of my favorite gifts ever. Mm-hmm.
My inner child.
Yeah. I'm sorry for y'all, man. I really am.
This is the second hurt, like, since 8, but at least since 8, we got a conclusion. I mean, maybe they'll do, like, a little conclusion
that's
movie.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure. That's the thing. If enough motherfuckers write in.
I've signed a petition. There was another one. I didn't sign that one. I guess I could sign multiple.
But listen, Manifest didn't even start on
Netflix. I don't even care about Manifest.
I'm just saying, Netflix, it didn't even start on there, but enough motherfuckers, once it got on there, wrote in and was like, yo, we have to have another season of this show or some type of a conclusion or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It can be done, trust me.
Yeah, I hope we get a conclusion, but I'm just not going to be, I know I'm not going to be satisfied because there is like so much of that story left to tell, I feel like.
Yeah.
And to do it in like an hour and a half would just be crazy. But yeah. Anywho, let's go to the next Plush. Tidbit.
Yeah, so it was announced that I Am Groot will be coming to Disney Plus in 2022.
Yeah, super excited. Groot's my baby.
I wonder how much dialogue is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it'd be regular people and shit too. Yeah. He'll just come in with his I Am Groot.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's going
to
be really
What
cute.
If he talks? Like, what if they teach him how to say something?
No, that'll mess up his character.
Like, one word or something. I don't know.
I thought he did say one word. No, maybe he just said Groot. Okay. He says, I am Groot and Groot. Three words.
But yeah, I'm excited for that show, too. He's super cute.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any other... Somehow I have a Groot shirt, but not a Spider-Man shirt, but, you know, we're gonna...
Damn.
I know, right? I'll get it together.
When did you get a Groot shirt?
You got it for me.
Oh, damn. I did. I forgot. I did. Damn. Yep.
Because I love him. He's so adorable.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Do we have any other movie and TV news that's not on the list? First of all, Netflix fucking dropped the hammer on her ass while I'm over here dissing them.
Okay.
All of the shit that I want to watch currently is on Netflix. And like, so
you can't even boycott their asses.
No. I mean, I wasn't, who the fuck,
you can't.
It's impossible to boycott Netflix. The kids are like, I'm deleting my Netflix account, bitch.
How?
Not me.
Where you finna go? I'm coming right back.
Exactly. The choke hold, okay?
Right. Where you finna go?
The lockdown that Netflix has on us.
Mm-hmm.
So, they dropped new episodes of Elite, the, like, short story episodes.
And our girl is the face cover of it.
Yes, Kaitana. Because, of course, they have to, like, reel us old heads in. I'm really nervous.
It's crazy. Niggas don't call her Cayenne Pepper no more, bro. Nah. Niggas actually really fuck with her now, so they call her by her name.
I know, yeah. It's called character development.
How the girls forget.
It's called character development. You gotta develop your characters. They gotta be annoying as hell and then become that girl.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but she's that girl. Well, Rebe is still on too, I think. But she's not, I don't think.
Who?
She Rebecca.
Oh yeah.
But she doesn't have a short story. I don't think. Mm-mm. But yeah, so they dropped some short stories for Elite. They also dropped Selling Tampa, which I kind of briefly talked the last episode about Selling Sunset, but Selling Tampa is basically the all black woman version of Selling Sunset. Started that. Super excited. The Witcher season 2 came out. I didn't even know it was coming this quickly, but that's out. I still need to watch Single All the Way. That's the gay rom-com, great gay Christmas rom-com. And what else do I want to watch? Tick, Tick, Boom. And yeah, that's currently like on my Netflix list along with other things.
There's so much on my list. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make my way through.
I was like, they're dropping all this shit because they know people are going to be on a break for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
But like some of us still have to work. But anyway.
Yeah.
But anyways. So yeah. That's all I have for movie and TV news. What about you?
What is this about Made?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking on Netflix app right now. I see a show called Made. It's a series.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it. I mean, people are talking about it, but it looked boring to me.
I just didn't know what it was like. It looked scary at first.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Where were we at?
Homework.
Did
you have any movie and TV news?
Not that I can really recall. What's been going on?
Okay. We're going to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next topic. Homework. Okay. So our homework segment is where we discuss what we have been watching weekly. And it's just like when you go to counseling and your counselor gives you homework and then you come back to the next session and talk about what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, Insecure. I feel like it's been so long since I watched Insecure, but I guess it's only been a week.
It's been two episodes, I think, since we talked about it. Or 2 weeks.
Yeah, on here.
Yeah.
I mean, I really liked the last episode. It was kind of like Issa was having visions of, like, her future if she decided to, like, go in different directions in her career. And Nathan was, like, in her visions, but then... Why can't I think of that child's name? Lawrence started popping up into the visions randomly. So, obviously, there's still... I think there's, like, 2 episodes left or 3 episodes left. I think it's 2 episodes left. And, mm-hmm. and she's still, you know, confused about her feelings with Lawrence. I keep forgetting his name. But her and Nathan have decided to take their relationship further. Like, they're in the I love you stage. You know, she's going with him. He's supporting her at events. Like, he's being kind of like that perfect boyfriend. But she's still having feelings about Lawrence. So, that's currently what's happening. But, yeah, I thought this episode was good.
Okay. It was just a word to y'all. I have stopped watching. Yeah. So, C has continued to watch without me. She's persevering and, you know, going on along with it. I couldn't deal with it anymore. I couldn't. It was just draining.
It's a little draining.
Yeah, so I, you know, thank Issa for all the laughs that she did give me up until that point. But,
oh, God.
You know, I have to pull my... my support from that particular project.
It's kind of like what happened to Meet With Me on Power, where I just stopped
watching.
I just didn't care about the end anymore.
Yeah.
And it's kind of this way with Insecure, too. Like, I don't really care who she ends up with. I'm just here to finish it out.
Yeah. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm too far behind now. I was trying to watch Power Book 2, and I started it, and I was actually interested in it, but I just kind of fell off.
I'm talking about the whole Power.
I know.
Or the first Power.
I know. I'm just talking about the second one. Like you said, the first one, it was getting just out of kind of draining and shit. I was just watching just to see what happened. Because even the whole last season of Power, it was literally whodunit. So every episode was you went through every single character and see what they did that entire day. Kind of just like Elite.
Yeah.
What they did that entire week leading up to that day when Ghost was killed. Yeah. Spoiler for anybody who didn't see season.
We are not talking about no damn spoilers for Power.
I'm just saying, you never know.
I know. Oh my goodness. I mean, it was a good show literally up until that last season.
Yeah, it was wild.
Because getting me to watch some hood shit like that.
It was Tariq, too.
It had to be a good show.
Yeah, it was Tariq. Tariq got a lot of motherfuckers' nerves, too.
Yeah. So, Hawkeye, we're all caught up.
Your boy actually sat and watched it yesterday.
Watched the entire season, basically.
Up till episode five. Yeah. I was proud of myself.
I'm going to let you take the reins and tell us how you feel about it since it's fresh on your mind.
Okay, amongst the Marvel shows that's been on Disney Plus, it's definitely at the bottom.
But, that's not what I thought you were gonna say. Oh my god!
But let's keep it a buck. What we had thus far? We've had WandaVision. We've had
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
We've had Loki, and now we have Hawkeye.
What if?
And we have
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye is literally at the bottom. Amongst that, I've enjoyed everything else. I mean, listen. Okay, no shade. It's not like I don't like Hawkeye.
You don't gotta
What?
You don't gotta persuade me.
Oh no. I'm keeping it a buck. Like, while I was watching it, it really wasn't that bad. It was pretty decent. I do feel like I don't know. It's something about the dialogue that's...
It's so bad.
Weird. Especially with Kate. Is it Kate Bishop? Yes. Especially with her character. It's like very like... Yes.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
That's what I told Nevaeh.
Yeah, it's just
it's giving very much like I'm trying really hard to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's, and I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
because I feel like, again, I've talked about this before. I didn't mean to cut you off, but Hailee Steinfeld is a really good actress.
Is that the girl who played? Mm-hmm. Okay, what else she played in?
She was in that. Well, like her first role was that Western movie True Grit.
I've heard of it, I believe.
But she's in a lot of things. And she has a good singing career, too. She's kind of like the white Zendaya, basically.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's a good actress. Yeah, because we know. I'm going to do something I'm not supposed to do. Never mind. I'm not going to do it. But, yes. So she's a good actress. So I'm just not, I definitely feel like it's a writing problem and not an actor problem. I feel like everybody on here is doing the best with what they have, but yeah. It's just like the dialogue is not working for me. It's not, it's too like pause, wait for laughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like after everything they say, it's like hold for laughs. Hold for laughs.
And see, so I didn't, weird. I was trying to write that off because I didn't know if that was like,
like it's supposed to be a sitcom.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was kind of supposed to be kind of funny or whatever, but it was just like some of the jokes just wasn't really hitting like that. It was like it was just too cheesy.
They fell flat.
Yeah, but other than that, it's just like, you know, like you said, the episodes that you told me that were gonna be good were really good. Of course, we love like fighting scenes and action and shit. So to see all the fighting and shit was dope.
Yeah.
Their story, I mean, realistically, bro, the storyline just was just like, okay, girl, like, I get that, you know, he did what he did or whatever, saved your ass. I get all that. But amongst all of the Avengers, that still stuck on with you that for him to be your favorite? Like, you couldn't just be appreciative of him and be like, damn, like, he's a great person. He saved
the family. Their lives. He saved their lives. So that makes sense. The one Avenger that she saw saved her life. So it makes sense that he's her favorite.
But you know how many other Avengers saved the world?
Okay, but she had a direct
I get it. I'm just talking shit. I know,
If fucking Natasha Romanoff saved your life, you'd be a Natasha Romanoff stan.
No, I get that. I'm just talking shit. But it's still just like, ugh. Like, in real life, who says that? Is Hawkeye anybody's favorite? I don't know if anybody got any Hawkeye shirts. And that's another thing, too. I think they pointed that out,
too. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a joke of a show. So, the cool thing about Marvel is that they know the discourse. Yes. They know the discourse, and they're going to put it in a show. They're very meta everything. So, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, here's my concerns with Hawkeye and why it's at the bottom of my list. And now a lot of people say, I've been hearing like reviews like, oh, this might be top two because because of the simplicity of it. I think that some people feel like
they don't have to think too hard.
Yes, and that a lot of the other series have been very weighted in what they mean for like movies and coming MCU or whatever, and I feel like this one was very, you know, it's simple, and so that's why some people, you know, it's quote unquote what they like to call street level. And so that's why some people are enjoying it. Me, on the other hand, I feel like this show is full of white people problems.
Ooh, tell it. Talk about it.
We have Clint, him being, you know, problematic as fuck, trying to clean up his mess. Mm-hmm. We have Kate, woe is me, I'm a rich white girl, with my whole life ahead of me, but I want to be a superhero. Oh my God.
I need to take notes while you're talking about this. That's so much shit I want to talk about. And every time you talk, you keep triggering certain shit.
Okay. And then we have, who else do we have?
Fuck, where's a pen?
I mean,
there you go.
We have her mama, who, you know, is a widow, a rich widow. I don't know. It's just giving very much, like, rich white people problems. Yelena, I feel like she has a valid reason what she's doing. But I also feel like they just threw her in there to kind of
give us more time with her, because in Black Widow we really didn't get that much time with her, the movie. So yeah, it's just giving me very much white people problems, and I don't give a fuck. There was something else about it too that I, you know, and in the dialogue, yeah, the dialogue is just not good. Like it's like it's just giving very much fake laughs. Like
So I think Yelena is one of my new Marvel crushes.
Okay.
She's very pretty. I loved her, like, dialogue. I did like her, like,
jokes and stuff. Oh, I do not like her accent.
Her accent is trash.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. It sounds very forced. Yeah, like, it sounds very forced. Like, she's really trying hard to speak.
And I don't know if that's on purpose or what, but it's like, girl, just watch 90 Day Fiancé. You can catch a Russian accent.
Yeah.
Because this is, I don't know what this is.
But yeah, and you know, I loved her, of course, her fighting scenes. And I liked her in Black Widow.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, so she's a fun time. What was I going to say? Did you catch your thought? Because I got some things.
Go ahead.
Why is the black man on this show named Grills? Why? Why? The one nigga we have on this show that has dialogue.
Like, I see what you're saying, but I'm not reading that.
Is he good on a grill? Is that maybe, like, was he grilling or something? Did he have like barbecue?
I don't fucking know.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I missed, like, him. I may have been like,
I think
he, on a grill cooking or something.
Okay, so I think he's in the comic. I don't know if he's black in the comic though. Probably not, because you know, comics don't have too many niggas.
Right.
But
shout out to him though.
He is a character in a comic, and the character's name in the comic is Grills.
Okay. Okay. I keep forgetting that all this shit is really based off of comics.
And this show is actually the most, like, it's based off a specific comic, and it, like, kind of follows that comic to a T versus, like, other things in Marvel where they just kind of pick and choose different things.
Okay. And shout out to Clayton English. He's the actor who plays Grills. He's a comedian, and he's always heavily involved with 85 South Show. He's traveled with them. He's open with them, like, kind of when they was first starting up. And he was, like, one of the people that was, you know, with them. So, shout out to him. They was, like, he was getting that Marvel money, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And I saw that he ended up being in this show. I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah. Shout out to him.
Yeah, that's dope.
And also, why the fuck is Kate walking around with a fucking bow and arrow in the middle of the street? Like, it's just rent, like, just normal. She's walking around and getting Ubers and taxis and walking around the sidewalks and shit with her motherfucking crossbow and the goddamn arrows and shit.
I mean, it is a TV show at the end of the day. Even though Marvel does like to reference the real world a lot and want to put us in the real world a lot, it still is
a
superhero TV show at the end of the day. And she's with Hawkeye. Everybody knows Hawkeye, so maybe they're just like, oh, maybe Hawkeye's
teaching her how to shoot. My name, you can call me Clint.
Yeah.
So that's them the only two things you kind of, you said something that triggered that, so.
Yes. So that is Hawkeye. I mean, the season finale is this week. Ready for it to be over. So Echo, she's my... I know, I feel like we're like dragging this show. It's a decent show. Like, it's not bad by any means. Yeah. It's just mid.
Yeah, it's mid. It's just content.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the workshop? Oh, we'll talk about it.
I guess Echo. Well, Maya. She's my favorite. Like, as soon as her little origin story came on, I stood up. I was like, okay, I'm here for her.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. She's getting her own show next year, I think. So I'm definitely gonna be tuned in, so love her. And also, just again, just another shout out to Yelena. When Yelena dragged Clint,
Oh yeah, woo!
I stood up in my seat. I think I screamed out loud. I said, yes.
Yeah, I heard you downstairs. Yes. I was doing something upstairs.
I was just so happy. She said, what does that word even mean? Talking about, he was an Avenger.
Oh, yeah.
She dragged his ass for fucking filth. Finally, somebody did it. So, I'm glad that was actually said.
Hey, Kate was holding on strong, though. She was standing for that nigga.
Okay, yes. His number one fan.
Heralding
and defending. 10 toes down.
Right.
So, we will see what they end on with. Obviously, The main thing too is that they brought in the Kingpin from the Netflix Daredevil series. Yeah, so we watched Jessica Jones, half of Jessica Jones. Well, we watched season one of Jessica Jones. But season two.
Did you watch Luke Cage? Mm-mm. I got into a few episodes of Luke Cage, but I didn't finish.
But, you know, we'll talk more about Daredevil later. However, it's obvious that they're bringing this into the MCU now. It's been brought. Mm-hmm. So we gotta catch up.
Is she like disabled in the comics?
She's deaf, and she's kind of similar to Daredevil in a way. Like, from what I've heard, I keep saying red, but it's what I've listened to. Mm-hmm. From what I've heard, she has like the abilities to kind of, you know, use her deafness to, it enhances her other abilities as well.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah. So like she could like, I don't know, see the echoes or something. I don't know.
What did I say? They say that. They say once you lose one sense, your other senses become stronger. Right.
So kind of similar to Daredevil in that he's blind, which she's deaf, kind of like the opposite or whatever.
And she has one.
Yes. Okay, yeah. But that's not comics canon from what I've heard, but the actress is differently abled in that way.
Okay.
So
okay. They
just included it in her character, which is cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. I'm really, you know, as much as we drag television, I am impressed. It's kind of sad, but when things happen that showcase different bodies and different abilities and different people, and you're like, oh my God, this is so nice to see. It's refreshing. It's a good time. And they actually hired, they didn't just like, you know, a CGI and a prosthetic, or like, even in Titans, there's a character, she's an important character this season too, and she she's wheelchair bound, and the actual actress, I don't know if she's wheelchair bound or not, but she's definitely kind of similar to the actress that plays Maya. She's missing a leg. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just water. But she had fight scenes. Like, she was like just as cool. She was fighting in her wheelchair. She was fighting out of her wheelchair. Like, it was dope. So I was like, this is really dope to see, because you don't see that. I mean, if somebody is differently abled in a show, normally what would happen is they would just like CGI it or whatever on somebody who is not. So it's like stupid. So yes, shout out to just, you know, progress, minimal progress, but progress nonetheless. We got Makari, the actress is actually deaf. We have Echo or Maya. I don't think she's been called Echo yet. So shout out.
Okay.
To the communities and the representation.
Period.
All right, you want to talk about
my aunt? So yeah, so HBO Max have put all my great nigger shows.
If y'all didn't know, I'm just very irritated by this. Not by this, but just like the fact that this is a point we're gonna make. But go ahead.
Listen, because I need you to get on the wave.
I've heard so many problematic things about Martin.
It's definitely problematic, and that's what I was gonna get into. Season one is not one of my favorite seasons, but season two and on, that's when things like are really funny for me. It's definitely problematic as fuck. But just like a lot of shows in the 90s and shit, and a lot of movies in the 90s, a lot of things were definitely, you know, patriarchal, and, you know, men can do this, women can't do that, and, you know, just a whole bunch of this different shit, just wild shit, you know what I mean? Like, hell, it was a one particular episode where that happened, where he literally... But it was also highlighted too. Like, it was something also that he highlighted, because I think it was, he would just say it was a whole episode on his show. He had a TV show on that show, and on the TV show, it was pretty much like women that have men jobs, and he was like joking and clowning about it, like, you can't do this and you can't do that or whatever. So WNBA said they could beat him in a basketball game. He's like, y'all cannot beat Marty Marr in a game of basketball. So he got all his niggas or whatever, and they whooped their ass. So, in a way, he used that to say women can do whatever the fuck they want to.
This was like a later season.
This was like season four, I think. Okay. I think it was like five seasons total. Yeah. But yeah, it's still a great time. I've been chuckling my life away.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yeah, it's still refreshing. Like, this is one of them shows, just like a movie, that you can just, you know every word to almost, and that shit still hit.
Oh, God.
That shit's still funny. You know every joke that's finna come. You know.
You especially, because even when it was on BET,
you religiously, I love
playing that in the background.
Yep, I love that show. I love Martin. So yeah, I've been watching it. I think I'm on season 5.
This why he can't watch nothing else?
Yeah. I'm on season 5. But there that's the thing, so
many things that I want to rewatch, but I am forcing myself not to.
But that's
to
the thing.
Get through this content.
I'm practically done, because it's like, in season 5, towards middle, that's when, like, you can tell it's kind of forced, and you automatically know that that's when him and Tisha Campbell was having they riff. And, you know, they weren't in scenes no more. So even though they were on the same show, they were never in the same scenes anymore. It was like, if she was in one scene and she had to talk to Martin, she would either mention Martin's name in that particular scene, or she would act like she on the phone call with him. But mm-hmm. they were never in the same room together after that point. Mm-hmm. So yeah, after that point, I didn't, you know, it don't seem authentic.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, moving right on along.
All right, we are going to take a break and then bring it right back to talk about No Way Home. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself this holiday season with distinctive, affordable luxury fashion from Rooney. We have everything you need to feel your best at events this year. Whether they are virtual or not, we have you covered. Shop Rooney online at RUNIBoutique.com. That's RUNIRooneyBoutique.com. All right, let's get into this tea for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I gotta get myself together.
Okay, so No Way Home. But what's the, like, Spider-Man theme song? I don't even know what it is. Insert Spider-Man theme song here.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, let's just start with, like, feelings.
First, spoilers. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Nobody's going to listen to this podcast until they watch
the movie. I'm just letting people know. I'm just letting people know. Spoilers.
Also, I feel like the spoiler mandate that we're all, you know, collectively, most of us collectively have decided to partake in, I feel like maybe after Christmas it lifts. I would even say, honestly, Tuesday it lifts, but I'm going to give y'all till after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
December 26th, all gloves are off. All bets are
tweeting
off. You
should have
seen the movie at that point.
Yep.
However, let's talk about initial feelings leaving No Way Home.
Leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, honestly, y'all, I was speechless.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to sleep. I either wanted to talk about the movie on the podcast or go to sleep. I couldn't even articulate how grand of a time I had watching that movie.
Yeah. It was really great.
So, shout out to everyone. Let's give shout outs. How about that? Shout out to Kevin Feige and Amy Pascal. Shout out to Tom Holland. Shout out to Zendaya. Shout out to Jacob Batalon. Shout out to Aunt May, Marissa Tomei. Shout out to...
Are we finna do all this?
Yes, because honestly, like, y'all did what needed to be done. It was amazing. So, yeah, shout out to the directors, writers, cast, crew. Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta, where the shit was filmed.
Still got potholes.
We do.
Big ass potholes.
We do.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, leaving it was just like, again, like, there's nothing you can really say. Like, it was just like, you walked out and it was just like, everybody had a big ass smile on their goddamn face. Like, I don't know, bruh. Like, you know me, I just live in nostalgia. So everything about that movie was just literally everything. Mm-hmm. Like, even going into it, knowing I'm about to see all these villains and shit. And it's just like, shit. You know what I mean? It just felt great. And then like instantly, like I'm looking, you know, we looking at phones and stuff. So everybody, all my brothers who have seen it, we talking about it. There was a nigga who had a whole Spider-Man costume that walked into the movie theater. So that was like, hey, bro, I got to get a picture, bro. You just saved everybody. Yeah. So, it was hella cool seeing people dressed up and excited everybody with their Marvel shirts on and Spider-Man shirts on. And, you know, it was a good time.
It really was. We saw it initially with, like, all my siblings. I even wore not the only Marvel shirt I own, but pretty much the Avengers shirt I own was my brother. So basically all the siblings were there. We all saw the movie together. I'm going for a second viewing tomorrow to see it in 3D. I'm super excited. So now we're really getting into the thick of it. So like for real, cut us off, return back if you have not. I'm just going to say this, or my initial thoughts about the movie. Because we have this podcast, because I have been doing my Marvel research and listening to other Marvel or superhero related podcasts, because I clicked on a tweet one day and looked in the comments. I think it was a tweet when they said that Doctor Strange was going to be in No Way Home. Mm-hmm. I think that was the tweet that ruined my life. They said Dr. Strange was going to be in No Way Home, and I think I read a comment, and they were like, oh, they're doing this comic where this happens. And I was like, well, fuck. But of course,
I'd be telling her, y'all.
Let me just get it out. So basically, everything that happened in the movie outside of big spoiler warning, Aunt May passing, everything that happened in the movie, I knew was going to happen. So, there were no surprises for me. However, it did not ruin my experience. I will say that.
That's why I stay off of motherfucking social media. I stay off of hashtags. When it comes to... because you do too much digging, bro. You be digging for gold, my nigga. Like, when you go through too much looking, you gonna find shit you really don't goddamn want to see when it comes to this
Marvel shit.
And when it comes to these shows.
I clicked on a tweet.
And yeah, and guess what? You like to comment read. That's another thing. You like to look at the threads and shit. So that's when that be the meat. No cap. That really be where all the funny shit is and all the really important information at. So that's where really all the meat. Fuck the tweet. The meat of everything is be in the thread, and you like to read the thread. You, Sakina, everybody like to read the thread. So when you go reading the thread, you're going to see some shit you really don't want to see. You got to see. That's a lot more like going to Reddit. You might as well go to Reddit and click on, type in Spider-Man
also,
theories.
And other stuff, it just came up. Like, even when the trailer came out and people were like, oh my God, who is the lizard reaching for? They photoshopped somebody out. It was like, that was just like a tweet.
What are you talking about?
You didn't see this? When the trailer came out, maybe it was the second trailer, I think. And like,
see, that's the thing. I don't be looking that hard. I ain't see nobody blurring nothing out.
I didn't either. It was a tweet. I wasn't looking that hard either. But somebody had tweeted, oh, they photoshopped somebody out because the lizard was going like down and Tom Holland was like up. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, who's the lizard reaching for? They've edited somebody out. So it's literally like, I don't have to look for it. I don't have to look for it. And people like the nerds, whew, y'all don't want to be surprised. I think I've gotten to that conclusion. Y'all don't want to be surprised. And honestly, I didn't think that I needed to be surprised either. However, it would have been just that much more fun if I was.
Quick side. That's why I don't mind the last season of Game of Thrones. Because everybody predicted and wanted everything to come true. And everybody wanted everything to happen a certain way. And them niggas like, hold the fuck up. Y'all not gonna tell us what the fuck we gonna do. We gonna do this shit. So because it didn't go how everybody wanted it to happen, even though we felt like certain shit should have happened, it would have been cool if that shit would have happened. It didn't happen the way we wanted to. That's why everybody was pissed off and felt like it was a horrible season. But that's only because everybody been in Reddit and going through theories of, oh, what if Bran took over the dinosaur? What if he wore it into the dragon? Like, everybody wanted something to go a certain way. And when it didn't go that way, everybody got mad at it. But I'm not necessarily, the only thing I'm mad about when it comes to the last season of that is how sloppy they were when it comes to Starbucks cups and shit like that. But other than that,
I mean, I feel like if we're gonna turn a car over to Game of Thrones, I feel like they just wasted things. Like, what was Bran's ability to ward if he wasn't gonna ward into something useful? What was baby girl Arya's switching faces? I mean, I guess, you know, when she went back and got, you know, the North Remembrance or whatever. Maybe I guess that was the reason for her to go through that whole thing. But it was like, she really went through all of that just to do that? Okay. So I just feel like they didn't really use everything that they had built up in a good way. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Mm-hmm. What, you know, what was the whole point of, like, Jaime's redemption and, like, getting away from, what's his sister's name?
Cersei.
To only go back and, oh, I want to be with her. No, like, you just did, you literally had, like, 5 seasons of character development to revert back.
I blame us.
And die.
I blame Game of
Thrones fans. Under some rocks.
I blame Game of Thrones fans. We did too much. That's why Game of Thrones made me fall back. Once I realized how Game of Thrones was, I was like, you know what? Let me fall back. I'm not going to get too much invested in.
Yeah, what you think should happen.
Yeah.
And now I'm understanding and I'm feeling it. Because like I said, even though it didn't damper my experience, I feel like it would have been like that. Like, being around people who were truly surprised that Andrew Garfield walked through that portal was so cool to see them be surprised. I was like, oh, I'm screaming because they screaming. I knew the nigga was coming. I didn't know when he was coming, but I knew he was coming.
But it's okay.
Did you know they were coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Only because it makes sense.
That's what I told Neve, and that's what I told, like, that's what I told Matt.
As soon as I found, okay, so I didn't understand what the whole, again,
it was
I
the worst kept secret ever.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what the whole multiverse shit was, but once I found out the whole premise of the movie, he's doing all this shit, opening up this shit or whatever to make motherfuckers forget, and shit went wrong, and all these universes and multiverse got fucking opened up, and all these motherfuckers are on this one shit. It would only make sense if all these villains have popped up. Why wouldn't the other Spider-Mans pop up?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they?
So, yeah. Neve says she just didn't believe that they were coming, and Matt said that, I guess, because Andrew Garfield, he had a movie that came out on Netflix recently. Yeah, I guess he was denying it, and on his press tours, he was like, Matt said he just let himself believe it was true. And I was like, now you know these niggas be lying. Right.
They're not finna say, yes, I'm going to be in the movie.
Right. I wish journalists would stop asking, but I guess they have to for content. But I feel like, y'all know y'all not gonna get, like, every time. So I watched more press after I saw the movie, but, like, even the little bits and clips of press that I did see, they were like, so what can you tell us, you know, about the movie? It's like, y'all, they can't tell you shit. They can't
say shit.
So why are you asking? You just get an awkward response, laugh, and then, like, oh, you know, you saw the trailer, so, like, so why?
They think them niggas was a young Tom Holland.
Right, no.
Tom was spilling all the beans when he first started out. Young Spidey was telling everything.
Yeah, no, y'all not gonna catch it. He and his, what, like, 6 Marvel project?
He in his bag now with Marvel, so yeah, y'all ain't finna fuck him up.
Right, you're not gonna catch him slipping no more.
Nope.
So yeah, anyways.
We fast forward a good bit.
That was my kind of main takeaway, is just that I wasn't surprised about anything that happened in a movie.
Me neither.
Except for Aunt May's.
It was exciting to see. But it was for Neve to say, like, oh, I'm not going to expect that. I'm not going to expect them to be in it. Da, da, da. I'm just like, girl, you know they finna be in this.
Right. Yeah.
It only makes sense.
2 and 2, yeah, was equaling, yeah, 4 at this point.
It only makes sense for them to be in it.
1 times 3 was equaling.
Like I said, 3. I didn't know what point they were coming in. I feel like it'd probably been more towards the end.
Yes, I did not know that they were going to be in this. The whole, like, third act of the movie. Like, yeah, they was in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that I didn't know. I didn't know how long they would be in the movie for, but for them to have, like, it was literally like Spider-Man 4 and The Amazing Spider-Man 3. Like, that last half of the movie was everybody's conclusion. Right. So that was dope.
Are we talking about, are we going, well, okay. Are we going to go in order?
Well, we could just do You can go.
Okay, I'm just gonna talk about Toby. When Toby watched that motherfucking shit, I lost my shit, bruh. Internally, I went fucking crazy. Because I knew this nigga was finna be in it, but I was still just like, I just gotta see this nigga as Spider-Man again.
Yeah.
And like you said, if nostalgia was a place, I would live in that bitch. And I would. Because when I saw that nigga, I was like, bruh, this is my Spider-Man.
Yeah.
This is literally the nigga I've watched the majority of my life as Spider-Man. This is, when you think about Spider-Man, that's instantly the person who I think about.
Yeah.
So it's just like, when I saw this nigga walk through with a scruffy ass looking beard, scruffy ass face.
My man had on a t-shirt and a jacket. He didn't even have his suit on.
This nigga walked right from home.
Yeah. He did have his suit on, but it was under his clothes.
It was underneath. Keep that thing on me. No cap. But nah, it was, yeah, to see him walk through this. Like I said, we saw Andrew. And that whole scene of how they brought them in was dope.
Okay, I want to say this, and I had sent it to Nevaeh because I wanted to tweet about it, but I haven't seen, of course, I mean, I don't know, but I haven't seen anybody compare the fact that how the old Spider-Man walked in through the portals, like how everybody in Endgame came in through the portals.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was super dope. So yeah. I had said, like, what did I say I wanted to tweet, but I asked Nevaeh if it was a spoiler. I just said I wanted them to be like, I said, they came in, like, on your left. Like, it was, like, that moment when Sam, Uncle Sam said, on your left, and fucking Black Panther walked through. That's what it was like when Andrew walked through, and especially when Toby walked through.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
And I guess that, since we on that scene or whatever, I guess that's the one, that's the like and the dislike about watching a movie in the theater, especially like on an opening day or opening week or whatever. I love the fact that you do get that added interaction or that added like reaction when you see some shit like that. Like Andrew walking, everybody like gasped, everybody kind of cheered, but you do lose dialogue. I think they need to add that in movies. Like y'all need to add like
subtitles?
A pause. That too. Yeah, we need subtitles. That too. I think y'all need to, y'all know
that. Like, if I gotta pay extra for them, I'll do it at this point.
Y'all know there's gonna be, like, something that everybody's gonna be kind of surprised about. Y'all know when niggas watch that shit in the theater, niggas gonna gasp and clap and cheer and shit. So y'all know there's gonna be a part where there's gonna be dialogue that's gonna be missed. I think there should be, like, something where it's like a, I don't know how you can add, like, a couple of, I don't know, seconds. I don't know. You may do
something. Matt was like, I can't. He said, next time I'm just going to pay $600 and invite 40 of my friends because it was ghetto. Like, everybody, you know, clearing and chopping. Like, yes, of course, it's fun. It's a great movie-going experience. But, like, to actually enjoy the film, you're going to have to watch it again.
Yeah. I guess that's another reason why I like horror movies, too, in a theater. Because you get that. Everybody adding that extra little gasp and screams and add to the scares sometimes. But
okay.
But yeah, I love that scene.
Let's get into these takes about the plot. Okay. So my first take is that Peter was his own op.
Period. I'm glad you said it because I was gonna say it in my notes.
This
damn
child. It literally they made blatant that like this is a baby. Mm-hmm. He is going to make childish decisions.
Yeah.
Like trying to heal villains that are dead in other universe. Like, bro, this don't have shit to do with you.
At all.
And shout out to Matt, because he was like, honestly, Aunt May was at fault. And I was like, she definitely was. And he was like, she put the whole weight of the multiverse on a 16-year-old. Yeah. Or 17, however old he is in this movie. Bro, like,
yeah.
We wanted to strangle him.
Where? At what point?
Peter!
Oh, yeah.
He was like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was some point in the movie, you groaned.
Bruh, that shit pissed. Oh, it was the whole shit.
Dr. Strange.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, he's so fucking stupid. As soon as he tried to grab that shit, I'm like, bro, these niggas are going to get out, my nigga. Even though we know that because of the trailer and shit. But it's still just like, nigga, like, you're so stupid, bro. Like, they're going to get out somehow, some way. But I just knew. So that shit, I just knew, like, he was going to be the fuck up for it. Sure enough. And granted, you know, at the end,
he was the villain.
Yeah.
Peter was the villain.
You know, at the end, you know, Toby was like, you know, hey, you don't have to explain. It's what we do. I get that. Those are the people that they are. That's what they do. They worry about other motherfuckers. But still, it's just like, bro, like, even though you were fixing these niggas, it's just like, you can't fix everybody, bro. It's like therapy. Have motherfuckers go to therapy. You can't tell everybody to go to therapy. Everybody ain't gonna go.
Literally.
So, if you either gonna go or if you're not.
He had to find out the hard way.
Yeah. Yeah, so. But yeah, he was definitely his own op. I was so pissed off when he did that shit. Because, you know, I feel like I'm Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is me. So, it's like, bro.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about Doctor Strange while we're on it?
Sure. He's awesome.
I'm just going to say this right here. You could fight me. You could call your mom. I don't care. Doctor Strange is the goat.
Yeah.
He's literally... I mean, I don't know nothing about comics, so don't come for me. But as far as the MCU is concerned...
That's what I would see.
And outside of Wanda, Doctor Strange, the top of the list.
Yeah, he fire.
Oh my God. This man is carrying so much shit on his back. All the time. And to all the people who said my nigga was gonna be the villain, he wasn't. He never let me down. And we also gonna talk about this too, but honestly, the most exciting thing, since I already knew pretty much everything that was gonna happen, the most surprising and exciting thing for me was the trailer from Multiverse of Madness. For me. However, yes, Dr. Strange, like, give him his trophy, give him his things. For Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, okay.
Give him his Sorcerer Supreme status back, Wong. Because how you Sorcerer Supreme and you be leaving?
Look, hold on. Let's talk about it, motherfuckers. Wong? I'm Team Wong, bruh.
I mean, yeah.
I literally tweeted that shit. What did I tweet?
Somebody ain't none of his business.
If ain't none of my business. Fuck, I forgot what I tweeted. It's none of my business. But Wong is like, that nigga be knowing, bruh.
When Wong get in a movie? Because where he be going? That's what I want
to
know.
I don't know. I do want to know where he the fuck he be going. Maybe
a Disney Plus show, something.
They going to do that. They going to show us where that nigga be going.
Because, I mean, he left in Endgame. He left in this movie.
Because he be knowing. He left
in Shang-Chi.
He don't want no parts. He don't want zero parts. I said, no spoiler, but if I told you so and it ain't none of my business had a baby, it would be Wong. Every Absolutely. Time. Because Wong be the fuck up out of that. That nigga said, listen.
He don't want none of y'all white nonsense. Mm-mm. And I get it. These are white people problems.
Right. So yeah, I'm definitely Team Wong all the way. He definitely need his own something.
So yes, Doctor Strange, greatest of all time. Yeah. I love him. Ugh, I stand. This is a Doctor Strange stand podcast. Like, I can't stand
it. And it's funny, too, because, like, when the movie came out, when his first movie came out, we went into it, like, not really knowing nothing about him.
Yeah, didn't know shit about Doctor Strange.
At all. Didn't know nothing about his character. I had never heard of a Doctor Strange in my life. I was like, what the fuck? But when I saw this damn movie and this nigga doing gang signs and shit and moving universes and shit, nigga, I was like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker is fire.
Yeah. And I did have questions, but I guess we can talk about our questions at the end of the movie.
Okay.
Or at the end of the discussion.
Yeah.
So that is all I wanted to say about Doctor Strange. Okay. Did you want to bring up any of your points?
Are we talking about the trailer? Oh, we're gonna get into the trailer later. Oh, wow, Doctor Strange?
No, about the movie in general.
Oh, you had more points.
Want me to go through all my points?
Oh, I'm gonna go through mine. Okay.
Or at least a couple. Plot.
Fuck.
We're talking about the plot of the movie. We're not talking about myths.
Nothing that we here. Pick it.
We're not talking about nits that we picking. We're just talking about the plot of the movie.
Like what?
Okay, anyway. Anyway.
Like, it's a big-ass movie. Like,
it really is a big movie. So, I also enjoyed the Peter Parker. Let's talk about it. I mean, we've kind of already been talking about it. But just, like, I love all three Peter Parkers together. I want them together in every movie from here on out. I do not care. Actually, I'm going to tell y'all what I want for the future. What I want for the future, I don't need another solo Tom Holland Spider-Man movie. I love him. I love him. I love him. But I don't need it. Just bring in Miles and have him and his bros, the other Petes, mentor Miles. And those are the movies we get. And then we get Tom Holland in some other shit, some, you know,
some collaborative projects in other MCUs here and there, and I'm good. But them three together, love. They like had so much good chemistry. The whole like numbering which Peter was which based on like the meta commentary of who's the best Peter Parker. So Tom Holland was number one. Obviously, it's his movie. Toby was number two, and Andrew was number three, and he was like, "Oh, number three!" He was so sad about it.
Okay, I'll take three. Yeah.
And Toby telling him he was amazing. It was so great. they were a fun.
And that was like a watch card. That was like a double entendre.
Yeah, because obviously like, the amazing movie, yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah. It was a callback,
but
an Easter egg, if you will.
Yeah, so I like that moment too.
Oh, and also Andrew cracking Toby's back, because you know in Toby's movie he like falls and he's like, "I'm back," and then he's like, "Oh, my back." My back, yeah. So that was fun. They did like the meme. They did the meme like a few times in like different spots.
Yeah,
love that. It was just all a treat. It was like fan service, but it was done so well. Like it wasn't like just like cheap.
Yeah, no, I said I'm glad they did that, because again, to go back to it, I knew they were gonna be coming into the movie, just based off, like I said, it made sense, but I figured it probably would have came at the very end. Like this nigga probably just getting overwhelmed by all of the villains or some shit, and then out of nowhere you just see some fucking webs come out of nowhere and it's, you know, Toby and Andrew, you know what I mean? So that's how I thought it was gonna be. But I'm glad they did bring them in earlier. I like how they brought them in. I like that they, you know, gave them, like I said, a dialogue. They were able to have them, you know, understand about each other, and they all, you know, was able to relate in some way through their own Aunt Mays or their own Uncle Ben's or somebody that they lost. Their own
MJ's.
Yeah, their own MJ's. So, you know, everybody was able to kind of relate in some way and how they were all. So it was almost like a brotherhood, like a little fraternity. Like they were just like, they were like just like Spider-Man brothers. Like, well, they even said that. They were like, "You guys," I think Andrew said, "You guys are brothers I didn't have," or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, I wish I had or something like that. So it was cute. I like their
it was a good scene.
Then like the scene when they all jumped off the shit and they were webbing.
I cannot wait to see that in 3D.
And then one of them webbed two of them over into another spot or whatever. That shit was hard.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
That shit. Okay. That or Endgame when everybody come out.
Yeah, when the three of them jumped off that thing.
I'm saying, no, which scene is better? When the three of them jumped off of that, or an Endgame when everybody came out?
Endgame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the hype right now of it coming out, I think that happened with everything, though. Because even when Shang-Chi came out, "Oh, this is the best Marvel movie." When this Spider-Man came out, "Oh, it's the best Marvel movie." I'm like, y'all forgetting how many Marvel movies there really is. There's a lot of fucking Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And like, we literally had Endgame and Infinity War, and I get that. You know, it took all the years that built up to this moment with Spider-Man. But think about how many movies and how many years it took to build up for all of the Avengers individually to come together for this one big ass or final movies together.
Yeah.
Like,
I also think, too, outside of, like, the Infinity War Endgame, I think my favorite movie is Infinity War because it hurt.
Yeah.
It
was different.
It was different, and like even
people not winning all the time.
And I also liked the battle when they were in Wakanda.
Oh yeah.
I like that battle way more than I like the Endgame battle. Even though I like how everybody, you know, came out.
Right.
I still like the Endgame battle. I mean, you know, my man. Mm-hmm. When he jumped out the sky.
Oh yeah, that was fire.
Just, you know, gave me a little tingle. But yeah, so that's how I feel. But no, that shit was cool. With seeing the three of them like web, you know, thwip and swing together, that was super dope. Had a great time. This whole movie was a great time. The whole movie, it was just a great time. Like, I'm having a good time. Anything else that I have on here that I want to say that I have not said? I have questions. I told y'all I'm ready for Miles. Oh, and Peter, he was getting his licks in. Tom Holland, Peter 1.
Mm-hmm.
He need a little bit more training, but he would throw them fists.
Yeah, he has
and some swing. And I wish he would have been able to unalive Mr. Norman.
That nigga still wasn't asleep. He still ain't sleep, that nigga. Norman took them, ate them licks. That nigga ate them bitches. That nigga was just like... he fell once or some shit, but goddamn, that was about
it. And it seemed like he was working so hard.
And shout out to the actor, because he did his own stunts.
Yes.
Like, I think
I watched that clip. Yeah. And he said that's the fun.
Yeah, that's dope. His old ass, and he's still running that shit. I remember they said, like, you know, he, in a little, behind the scenes, you know how the DVDs have the behind the scenes?
Yeah.
I remember he said it then, and he did his stunt. I was like, damn, I wouldn't have thought that. You know what I'm saying? You would think that somebody that old would be.
Ageism.
And he wouldn't even, I mean, he was kind of older then. I can't imagine how old he is. Now he got to be 70.
He's like in his 60s, I think. Yeah. Well, he might be in his 70s. I don't fucking know. But... No, yeah. Shout out to all the old heads that pulled up, the old head villains who pulled up.
Why are we talking about it? Let me speak on it. Shout out to Jamie Foxx. This nigga was a whole new nigga. This nigga was, I said he played himself. Jamie Foxx played himself.
Yeah,
he did. This nigga had a whole new drip.
He was like, I guess I'll be in this movie.
Right. That nigga gave, like, the comedy. That nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Right, he wasn't even funny, and
he was a geek.
I just finished it today. Spider-Man 2.
He was a nerd. He was a pipsqueak.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know what I'm saying? He was a dweeb. And this shit, he was literally, like I said, Jamie Foxx, swagged out, like, whole new nigga.
Yeah. That was dope.
So, yeah. So, shout out to Jamie for that. What else? What else you got going on? What
That's it for me. I think I've said all of my main points. Now we want to get to you and your controversy.
Mine is not controversial. Let's talk about it. I love Zendaya. Let's start with there. This is a Zendaya stan podcast, period. I just feel, like a lot of people feel sometimes, I feel like her character is really the same. Like, I don't know if there's a... if there's necessarily a range that she has, or if she has an acting range, it just kind of stayed there. In comparison, not comparing her to the person, but in kind of the way of how we use an analogy for something. Kind of how we say the baby got the same flow. We love it. You know, we still enjoyed the music.
We did.
Yeah, we still enjoyed the music. However, that's what I said.
I know.
We still enjoyed the music. However, we still were like, hey, you know, baby, can you, know, switch it up a little bit? You know, like, every song kind of sound the same. All the beats, like, sound the same.
Malcolm and Marie was a switch. I feel like she did something different in that movie to me.
Okay.
It wasn't huge, but it was something different, and perhaps because her character was grown,
and that could be another thing too. Like, she still looks very young.
Well, she still plays people in high school.
I know, but she just, even just look wise, even taking that out, even if she played adult, she still just looks like a...
I mean, she's not that old.
I mean, she's not. I'm just saying, like, regardless of the fact, but I mean, I don't know, just. Tone is the same. Voice is the same.
She's monotone. I feel like she's monotone.
Yeah, it ain't no excitement about her voice. It's just everything just kind of just monotone. The same. And I think that was just like a... I guess kind of she was just playing herself, I guess. I don't know. Like,
But not really. I mean, I don't know. Who knows these people? But again, I watched the press tour and she's a lot more like... She's a little jokester.
She
has a personality.
Right. So I said, where did that be in the movies?
But yes, her characters don't have the same personality as her because she's acting.
I need her to get into where her personality is at too. Like, we need some of them roles. Again, range. We need some different things. Like, we can't have you just have the same.
Like, comedy.
Yeah, like, yeah, something like that. What I'm saying, there's something different, sis. Like, we just kind of won't just see you in something different and just. You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's all I'm asking for. It's just a rain. I ain't saying... You act like I said, I ain't want her in a movie or something like that. I ain't saying that. I'm just like, listen. We just need a little bit of rain.
I want
a little bit of range.
Okay.
Fashion-wise, you killing that shit. We ain't even speak on that. Range-wise, you murdering that shit. You bodied everybody at the fucking premiere. No question.
Ooh, she came with the cord to the scalp.
No question.
I screamed.
But when it came to like, when it comes to fucking like the acting, and when it comes to like just the movies and shit and the shows, I just need like a variety. I would prefer a variety or something. Like I said, just switch it up for the girls. Just see what it's like. You know, you never know.
Okay, so I'm gonna put on my devil's advocate hat, my Zendaya advocate hat. Because while I do agree that she is, you know, monotone, or her characters are somewhat the same in kind of each project, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, she came off of Disney. I mean, and I do know her career, but I wasn't following Zendaya when she was on Disney. But I know she came off of Disney, then she did Greatest Showman. And that movie, she is kind of different because she plays a little bit of an older-ish character, like a grown person, kind mm-hmm. of. But it's also weird because it's a musical, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, her character in that movie, I believe, was a little different. And then from Greatest Showman, then she had Homecoming, and then she had Euphoria. So she really hasn't had that many, you know, that many projects outside of like Spider-Man and Euphoria. She had Malcolm and Marie. She just had Malcolm and Marie. She just got Doom. So I feel like she just hasn't had that many opportunities to showcase her range. Mm-hmm. So I believe it's there. But I also kind of don't care. I feel like Angelina Jolie plays a fucking spy in every fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Everything Angelina Jolie is in, outside of like Until Atonement or whatever, she was a fucking spy.
But it's like badass. You fighting and you shooting and shit. It's like a lot of action and shit.
I'm just talking about actresses playing the same character in every movie.
Yeah, I mean, some people are typecast as well. Like, they play the same thing. I get that, but I just need a sound excited or something. I don't know. I need to feel like more emotion. Like, I don't know. That, maybe that's just me. I don't know, but that's it. Again, my opinion. I just prefer a range.
I'm going to let her grow in her career and see what else she will do.
What else I got on here? Oh, yeah, let's go back to Toby being the GOAT. So, the reason why I feel Toby is the GOAT, and I feel like they also allude to that as well by little shit. I.e., this nigga actually being able to shoot real motherfucking webs. Like.
But that's not comics canon.
What are you talking about? I don't know what that means, so.
It's not in the comics.
What?
That the webs come out of his wrist.
What's in it? What's in the comics?
The web shooters.
Okay, well, be that as it may.
But I know how you feel about it.
Be that as it may, he got bit by a real spider.
They all got bit by a real spider.
But the shit. So where is they shit at? Where are they shit? It don't come out of their wrist. They got a web shooter or whatever. Mm-hmm. This shit come out of his motherfucking bam. Mm-hmm. He's a real spider. Mm-hmm. He's a real Spider-Man.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he ain't got no web shooter. He's like, oh, what is that? Like, what the fuck is that on your? That's cute. Like, I don't know what that is, my nigga. Like, this is what I do, bitch. And that's all. Like, I don't need no fucking web shooter. So, shout out to him being a real nigga.
Oh my god.
What else? Give Thomas his Oscar because
he's not gonna get an Oscar for it. But yeah,
I'm just saying. Like, when it came time to Aunt May.
Oh yeah.
The tears were there. Not for me. But I'm just saying, like, for him, the tears were there. Great acting. You know what I mean? Real quick. Fuck Marvel real quick for that little fake. They gave us a little fake-a-roo with that shit.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Because they knocked her ass. And usually anybody get knocked with that motherfucking glider that, name? Green Goblin be flying on. They usually be gone. And she got hit pretty hard with that bitch. But at that point, I thought she died. When she got knocked, I said, shit. But they didn't, like, dwell on it too much. Mm-hmm. So then when she got up, she was wobbling, but she was acting like she was good. I said, okay, so she's straight. And then, like, I don't know, something in the back of my mind was it is like, I don't know, she still seemed like something wrong. And then when she kind of dropped a little bit, like she, you know, gave it like a little faint, I said, shit. I'm like, yeah, she gone, baby. That's it. That's all for her. But that shit, even though I know, like, I listen to a podcast. Even though I know she's been in there for a couple of episodes, and I think she was even in one of the Avengers movies, her death didn't hit me like that. Like, it ain't hit me for real like that. I don't know. I felt bad, but it ain't. Okay. And, you know what I'm saying? I guess like, I had no like connection to this Aunt May.
I just feel like it was unnecessary, but
it was definitely unnecessary. But I think it gave him an extra boost of anger. I think. I mean, it really didn't need it. I think realistically, he was still trying to help Green Goblin, but at this point, he really wanted to kill Green Goblin.
And should have.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So yeah.
It's still a Disney movie at the end of
the day. Yeah, you know. So, you know, they can't do too much. So, but still, shout out to Tom for that scene. And what else? Oh, I'm going to go to my Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, no! So, I did a nerd thing. Mm-hmm. I did some research.
Okay.
I didn't do too much.
Okay.
I did a little bit. So, remember when that little scene where they told Ned the whole thing about how his best friend died? How Peter was talking about Harry?
Yeah.
Or whatever. And he was like, oh, I'll never try to kill you, whatever, whatever. I didn't realize that. Of course, Ned is... Again, all this shit is based off of comics. Ned is a real person.
In the comic?
Yeah.
And no, I saw that. I clicked off of it because I saw a comment that said something about a hobgoblin. Yep, I clicked off. I said, I don't want
to
know.
So remember he said, I'll never kill you. So now that these niggas don't know who Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
Or don't know who Peter Parker is or whatever.
Yep,
And he got mad. Well, he think magic. He got magic ability now or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He could very well be a villain in a future movie to... Spider-Man. So I was like, kind of interesting. So I'm glad you did move forward. Apparently.
Because Ned... you still ruined it for me. No, I saw enough to be like, I don't need to see this. Yeah. I saw Ned, Hobgoblin, that. I was like, too much for me. This is my exit.
Yep. So very interesting. I did a nerd thing.
Okay. I think that was all of our points, really. I have questions.
I have my ranking.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
They ranked the Spider-Man movies based on what? Best and worst?
No, based off of... Wait.
You gotta have questions. Stuff together.
I had it together, but it went away.
Here are my questions. How could Peter control himself in the astral plane? Don't understand that at all. I'm sure somebody has a video on it. Trying to decide if I actually want to watch a video on it or just see if they actually explain it. If they don't explain it, I'm going to be pissed. But you remember how Dr. Strange was like, oh, he shouldn't be able to do that. He was still moving his body in the astral plane.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, how is he able to do that?
Yeah.
So I need that question answered in the movie. Preferably not by nerds.
What was...
Or I need somebody... If I hear it on the podcast, that's also fine. But I don't want to have to go on New Rockstars. Shout out to New Rockstars, but I can't do that no more. They would spoil everything. Or ruin everything. They don't spoil it on purpose. But yeah. If somebody talks about it on the podcast, cool. But if not, I'd rather just see it in a movie. Another question, too, that I asked was how Peter... was able to web up Doctor Strange using math. I was like, so Doctor Strange, a fucking neurosurgeon, doesn't know math? But okay, I guess he was just focused on controlling the mirror plane at that point. He wasn't really thinking about math, but Peter's nerdy ass was.
That shit was just like,
it was very unrealistic. Yeah, it's just not realistic.
That was unrealistic for me.
It's just not realistic. But they had to find a way to... I know some people were concerned that this movie would be like a Spider-Man and Doctor Strange movie and not just a Spider-Man movie. So they had to find a way to leave Doctor Strange out for a majority of the movie. Mm-hmm. But the times that Doctor Strange was in the movie... a great time.
Yeah.
And I mean, Peter held his own too. So it didn't matter to me. Also, so yeah, I'm just what I want to see from the future, again, like I said, I want to see Miles Morales. However, they have, you know, the producers are saying that Tom Holland's Spider-Man 4 is coming, which I guess. This is no shade to Tom. Like, I want Tom to get all his coins. This is no shade to Tom at all. I just feel like I like trilogies. I feel like, fuck, Iron Man got 3 movies. Captain America got 3 movies.
Got it.
Who else got 3 movies? X-Men was constantly getting 3 movies. So, like, I mean, I guess Wolverine. I guess, let's talk about it. What's my man's name? Hugh Jackman?
Are they going to bring Hugh Jackman back in the multiverse?
I don't know. Well,
I hope they do. I mean, they can literally bring anybody back if they want to.
I told Nevaeh, I said, I want a new X-Men movie. That's who I really miss the X-Men. New Mutants was a friggin' shame. Like, I really miss I just really want an X-Men movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I miss mutants really, really badly. Mm-hmm. However, I guess Tom Holland, they're going to play Tom Holland like how they play Hugh Jackman. Because, yeah, Hugh Jackman was Wolverine for a very, 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 very long time.
That's the only Wolverine I know.
That's the only Wolverine anybody knows, because it never changed. Yeah. However, I would like Miles Morales, or if we are going to do another Tom Holland movie, I want another more female characters. There are other female characters in the Spider-Man comics. Felicia Hardy, aka Black Cat, who's kind of like she's kind of like an anti-hero, and her and Spider-Man have their, like, you know, flirtatious, will they, won't they type of thing. I want to see that played out, preferably by somebody not white. I want that, and what else do I want? Yeah, and I just want Miles. I want, you know, Cindy Moon, perhaps. I just learned about her recently, but that would be nice. Hell, Issa Rae is about to play Spider-Woman in Into the Spider-Verse, so Spider-Woman.
Say what?
Issa Rae is playing Spider-Woman in Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. Or Across the Spider-Verse, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just want more women characters.
Can I forget what you just said? Maybe think about something else, but I can't remember.
And, yeah, we're just going to see how Peter, you know, figures out how to help Ned and MJ remember who he is.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think that's still on his mind?
What?
To get Tim to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he don't have nobody right now. Tony's gone. Happy's gone. Well, no, like Happy's said, not gone, but Tony's gone.
I heard a
podcast. Aunt May's gone.
I heard a podcast where it was just like,
do Dr. Strange remember who that nigga is?
He'll know who Spider-Man is, but he won't know that it's Peter Parker.
Oh, okay.
No, like, so technically Peter Parker does not exist in this, in this world.
Okay.
But everybody knows Spider-Man.
Okay.
Fuck, what were we just talking about?
You said how,
this podcast has talked about, how they had.
What podcast?
I don't even know. It was a random podcast. I have no idea what they're called. But how they saw, Peter had noticed the Band-Aid steal from, you know, mm-hmm. when she had got cut or whatever. And something about how, like, I guess that was a self-reflection of him and how he didn't continue. He put the letter up. He didn't continue reading it. I guess that was, like, a reminder that.
Yeah, that they were safer without knowing
safer
him.
Without him. So, I guess that was a way of just, like, you know what? Like, I'd rather just not bother with them. Let them just live their life. And I'm just going to continue doing my Spider-Man shit. So, I don't know if he'll try to go back to her.
Well, I thought he said, like, see you next time or something. So, like, I feel...
I'll see you around or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
So, I feel like he's going to, you know, still be around, but he's not going to try... I don't think he's going to be like, oh, I was your boyfriend in high school. Like, this, all this happened. He's not going to be like, I'm Spider-Man, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
I think he's going to go about it, or try to go about it more organically. So, funny enough, I don't know, a lot of the fanfics, like, they've kind of discovered or went through these topics already. So, it's kind of funny that I saw it in canon, because I was like, I've read these fix already. But I love that Michelle still had her necklace on, even though she didn't
know what I just wrote.
Yeah. She still had her necklace on. Like, how she, like, did she know what the necklace, or she just was wearing it?
Right.
So she still had her necklace on. So that's kind of like a clue, I'm sure. But yeah, it's going to be interesting however they decide to do it. The girls have gone crazy. The fandom has gone crazy. I mean, literally.
Oh, Spider-Man?
Yes. The fix. All I do is scroll and it's like Peter Parker and Michelle. Da, da, da. And I'm like, honestly, y'all, we just got the movie. Mm-hmm. Let it marinate. I'm not even in the mood to like read anything right now. Because I'm like, I just want to deal with the fact that Peter lost everybody. What my man going to do? I'm just still sitting in that before I start reading shit about it. So.
What else was I going to say? Oh, I'm gonna play something before I get into my list.
Okay, go ahead.
What my Neo had asked me right after the movie.
Okay, well, go ahead. And we need a...
Hold on, let me see. What? Move on?
We still got to talk about
it. To my attention, it was weird because when Happy and him were at the grave, he was like, how do you know her? And Happy was like, through Spider-Man. But so that means, shouldn't Spider-Man still have access to all of Tony Stark's tech and all that good stuff? So why is he living out of a bando, the slums, hand sewing his shit? I don't know. That part was just really confusing to me.
Because he wants to. He doesn't want to, you know, depend on the Tony Stark legacy anymore. This was, as I've heard, a soft reboot. So now he's back to his, you know, original origin story.
Gotcha. Okay.
Is what I assume.
Because he was like, the question originally in the group was, to me was, is Tom Holland going to even be in the movies anymore? Like, is this going to be it for Spider-Man as far as Tom Holland wise? Or, you know, that was his original question. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, I don't think so. That's when he sent me that.
Yeah, no, he made a new suit and he was out swinging.
Right. So real quick, the list. Of all the actual movies, so Spider-Man No Way Home is of course number one right now, 95%. Spider-Man number two is 93%. That's with Toby.
Okay.
And Doc Ock.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming with Tom Holland, that's 92%. That's at number three. Number four is Spider-Man Far From Home, 90%.
Okay.
Spider-Man with the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, that's 90%. The Amazing Spider-Man is 72%. Spider-Man 3 is 63%. The Amazing Spider-Man number 2 is at 52%.
Damn.
And I just call it Black Spider-Man. Miles Morales, he's at number 1. Okay. All of them at 97%.
Yeah, I was going to say he has the top movie.
Out of all, but you know. It ain't.
It's animation.
Yeah, it ain't live action. Yeah.
So I just watched The Amazing Spider-Man and The Amazing Spider-Man 2 this weekend. I would say they're boring. That's kind of their main thing. And something else that I wanted to talk about on the pod that we kind of discussed is that what I feel like Andrew suffers from is the recast.
Yeah.
No other, like we just talked about Wolverine, no other MCU Marvel characters have ever been recast. They are still, there's a debate. I mean, Marvel says, MCU says that they are not planning on recasting T'Challa, but people want T'Challa recast. It's like a debate in the streets about it.
You?
Yeah, I want to recast.
Okay.
No disrespect, obviously, but just
to keep it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, So no other character, no other superhero in the Marvel universe has been recast. Obviously, in X-Men, they did Days Future Past, so it made sense that younger actors would be playing those characters as their younger selves. So that made sense. But everybody else has been the same. And so when we got Andrew, it was kind of thrust upon us. Like, it wasn't, I feel like, you know, obviously, the MCU didn't exist, so it was just like, oh, here's a new Spider-Man movie, and it's a brand new Spider-Man. Everybody was like, what?
Bitch, where? How, who? Who is this? Who is this nigga? Garfield? That's what I was on. Who?
Garfield.
No, but I was pissed.
The Social Network when he played Eduardo.
But I was pissed when the, that's why, and that's when you said that, I'm like, yes, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is for me.
Yeah.
It's the fact that of the recast.
I feel like it was everybody. I feel like they did not give probably a relevant enough. And again, this is pre-social media, I think. I mean, I think the first one came out in like 2014 or whatever.
That's why I was getting ready to look, see when it came out.
But, you know, maybe it wasn't pre-social media. I was going to say I wasn't on social media.
2012.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
2007 was Spider-Man 3. So, yeah, I just graduated high school in 2007. 5 years later. Yeah, I was a nigga, who is this nigga? Put the fuck out of here, cuz.
But in watching the movies, again, outside of just it being kind of boring, Andrew is a really fun Spider-Man. He's like a little skater. Like, he's so cute. Like, he be skateboarding and just like, he's just kind of, he is a little awkward, but he's like, he has his like one-liners. And you can tell where, like, you can tell that Tom's Peter Parker was influenced slightly by Andrew's Peter Parker. Because they're kind of the same and just, like, they're, like, oh, fun, like, nerdy, you know, smart asses or whatever. Because I don't feel like Toby was that much of a smart ass. Like, but them two, they real sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Tom more so than Andrew. But he was a good Spider-Man, like, or a good Peter Parker. He was super cute. So I was like, I see why people go up for him. I didn't, because I just, again, those movies are boring. They're also sad as fuck. They're really emotional. Like, why did Gwen Stacy have to die? That was just fucked up. And also, it was like, oh, Gwen Stacy,
It's in the comments, y'all said.
Yeah, that's what they say. But I was just like, damn. So, yeah, I feel like that's where Andrew suffered, but he is a good actor. He's a good Spider-Man. I want the best for all three of them. There is no one is better than the other.
Shit. All right. did you notice the black hairspray in Doctor Strange's basement?
The black hairspray? Yeah. No.
Yeah, black hairspray in his basement.
Why?
And he going gray? Is that some self-conscious shit? Is he trying to spray his shit?
But black? He has, like, the streaks.
I don't know. He had black hairspray in his basement. No, go look at it again on tomorrow.
Oh.
I don't know.
For his goatee. You know how his goatee is, like, super, like, that lineup is super, like, precise?
Yeah. Ain't no telling. I don't know, child. That's just...
not black hairspray. I mean, he do got a crazy looking goatee and hairline, so that kind of makes sense. Maybe it was left there on mistake.
I put my Spider-Man's at, but anyway.
Yeah, so let's talk about these post-credit scenes. So Venom, if you have not seen Venom 2, at the end of Venom 2, the multiverse breaks open. That's another thing that this movie didn't handle or grapple with, which I think is fine, but they didn't, even though the multiverse opened, quote unquote, it wasn't opened by Loki and Sylvie.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it all mean? Mm-hmm. What does it all mean? Like, how are they all going through multiversal events at different times? Mm-hmm. But anyways, neither here nor there. So I thought at the end when Doctor Strange was like, oh, all these people are coming through, I'm like, oh shit, all of these people coming through, like,
yeah, I'm like, who the fuck coming through now? Yeah. I'm finna look, see if it's more villains or some right. shit, like trying to see if I can notice some silhouettes or something,
right? But it was like, it wasn't nothing. Yeah. At the end of the day, it didn't mean shit. I thought it was cause Loki or Sylvie was fucking up, so mm-hmm. But anyways, be that as it may, at the end of Venom, the and this is where they need to get their timeline straight, because when does Venom take place? Because if this take place, but anyways, Venom, the multiverse cracks open, and maybe that's why Venom's multiverse cracked open, because he is a villain of Superman, and in this, or Spider-Man, in this movie, all the villains of Spider-Man, or whoever mm-hmm. Peter Parker was, came through, so maybe that's why he specifically got dragged through. But anyways, he sees Peter Parker on the news. Venom sees Peter Parker and he's like, oh, I love him, blah blah blah. And so at the end, this stinger, Eddie is explaining to this bartender what happened to him. What?
Let's go back, because I told y'all niggas
what
I said. Venom gonna pop up in this movie either at the end as a villain or he's gonna be in the post credit scene.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
I'm gonna give you.
So when I saw it, I was like, "What did I say?"
Yeah, you knew.
You're all running back.
Brett be knowing.
Running back.
Brett be knowing.
It's the film degree.
Yeah, it is. It be coming in. You be knowing a lot of stuff. And so basically, back to what I was saying.
Talking at the bar.
Yeah, so he's talking to them at the bar, and then the multiverse opens again. Oh, he gets sent away when Doctor Strange sends everybody away.
Yeah.
But a little piece of symbiote is left behind in the MCU. So I feel like they did all that to say, because we were like, oh, Venom's coming to the MCU. He comes to the MCU. Mm. I was like, nah.
It won't be Apple. It won't be, what's his name?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, it won't be him.
Yeah. They blipped him in and blipped him right the fuck back out. Right. I thought.
They crossed over real for a second.
Not a 2-minute crossover. It wasn't even a 2-minute. It was probably a 1-minute. Mm-hmm. Blipped him right back out. But now we do have symbiote in the MCU. So that's how all these other symbiote type stories that they're going to have are going to come into play.
So I wonder who's going to be this Venom.
I don't know about Venom, but there's like a whole thing, like Namor, and it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the nerds, that have to do with like Thor, and it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So that's how that is getting there.
So was it like a piece of it or all of him?
It was a piece. Okay. And you know, just need a little piece.
Okay. Yeah.
So yes. And then let's talk about Multiverse of Madness. Again, this was what I was most excited about. You watched What If.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't know nothing about this trailer coming though. I just knew.
No, nobody knew the trailer was coming.
You said you knew.
No.
You said I knew about the trailer. I could have sworn you said you knew about the Multiverse of Madness trailer.
No, I didn't know it was gonna be at the end of the movie. I said that was what I was most excited about because I didn't know it was coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be when it first came on. I was like, yo, this looked like a trailer. Like right. I thought it's gonna be another post credit scene. I'm like, this is like a real trailer. I'm like, oh, this must be the Doctor Strange shit.
Yeah, I mean, I knew when they showed, I don't know if they showed Wanda first or Doctor Strange first.
They showed Doctor Strange first, because they showed, like, the catastrophe.
What catastrophe?
I don't know, just a whole bunch of bullshit. Like, ship buildings and shit was tilt over and shit. It was like a plague had ran through or something.
Any hoosies, I'm so hyped for this movie, y'all don't understand. I need this movie like how I need it, No Way Home. And they didn't push the shit back. It was supposed to come out in March.
What?
But let's talk about it. Wanda, y'all said that Doctor Strange and Wanda was gonna be beefing. Doctor Strange was like, no, bitch, I need your help.
Right.
Cause he gotta fight himself.
Yeah, that shit gonna be crazy.
Oh my god!
I
am so excited to see Strange Supreme in real fucking life, bro. Oh my god. He was the worst and the best.
I want to see how this nigga able to...
This nigga ate so many fucking creatures.
I want to see how this nigga able to... How he cross-plays as two different characters.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like...
Benedict.
Yeah, it's going to be like a Parent Trap.
You're right.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope as fuck. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Yeah, that's gonna be fire. They're gonna have a showdown. They're gonna have a brawl for the line.
I don't know how. Cause he'll the Watcher, was it the Watcher? Who put him in that little tiny universe? Was it the Watcher? Or no, he did it to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he messed up his universe and
I can't help you. You've done it to yourself.
Literally. So who gonna I don't know. I'm just super excited for it. And I want fucking mutants, bro. Like, let Wanda have mutants. I need them. They try to play us in WandaVision. I don't want to be played with no more.
Are they not crossing everybody over?
Child, they ain't got the rights to everybody now, so they about to have to.
Okay, cool. Alright.
Deadpool... They got the rights to everybody.
Because it was just that Venom shit threw me off. Like, I was just like, so...
They don't have the rights to Venom and Morbius. They don't have those rights. But
I'm saying, I would have thought, like... I would have thought Tom Hardy's Venom would have been in the next movie or something like that. But, you know what I'm saying? That way they crossed. That's the real merger.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Eddie Brock is going to be in...
Right.
Tom Holland's movies. Right. But, yeah, something's going to happen.
Okay.
Cool. Some symbiotic something is gonna happen.
I'm here for it. Again, at this point, Marvel just Rihanna meme. Just take my shit. Just take all my money.
Right.
We're going to be there.
Okay. So that was our No Way Home review. We're going to wrap this sucker up. I need to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, me too.
See, clearly.
But yeah, I have a sneaker show on IGTV called Sneak Geeks. We talk about a whole bunch of sneaker things. I interview y'all and talk about, you know, all types of things in the culture, what's in your top five as far as what you own in your collection. So if you know anybody who collects sneakers, or if you want to get into sneakers, or, you know, anything like that, if you collect sneakers, hit me up. You know what I mean? Instagram is Brenton Tarantino. Twitter is Silk Smooth. And yeah, be on the lookout. I have my shows on Wednesday, so check it out.
Exactly.
What you got to watch?
So I just finished Gossip Girl. I think I finished it. I don't know if there are any more episodes. So I'm happy to have that off my list. I'm caught up on Dexter. It's getting good, girls. So clock in if you're not. What else do I have on my list? Oh, Selling Tampa, Single All the Way, which is a Christmas movie, and there was something else. Oh, and then The Elite. I already kind of said what I was going to be. That's what I'll have by the next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Sex Lives of College Girls. What else did I want to watch? Damn, I can't remember. Oh, BMF. I want to get into BMF.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you need to watch Sex Lives of College Girls, because we need to talk about it, because that is a good show.
And there's something else I want to watch too, y'all. I can't think of it. I ain't write it down. But yeah, it's something else I need to watch, though. I can't think of what it is. Of course, I know we're going to watch Elite. And yeah, that's all. And I'm probably going to be watching some Christmas shit leading up to it, since this week is going to be Christmas. So we probably won't talk to y'all by the time it's Christmas. So happy holidays to everybody.
Yes, happy holidays. I don't know when we're going to be back. Feel like it.
Right. So in the meantime, in between time, make sure y'all follow us on our social media platforms. Our Instagram and Twitter is InFandelityPod. InFandelityPod.
Talk to y'all later.
Be easy.